Good morning. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church. As usual, if you're here in person, well, we're glad to see you and enjoy the worship and the fellowship. If you're watching this online, well then, enjoy the worship. And if you're able, come on down sometime and visit with us. As normal, I'm going to tell you that if I had to pick a Sunday this month, it would be the 29th. We celebrate our birthdays and anniversaries that day. And after the service, we have cookies, cupcakes, and ice cream. So come on down. Other than that, is there any other announcements that anybody has? Call to worship today will be surely the presence of the Lord, number 328.
Good morning, by the way.
God, you are the source of nature's splendor, the beauty and fragrance of delicate flowers, and the sweet sound of birdsong. We come to this morning with delight and gladness, grateful for all of your wonders. As the fields produce their harvest, may your love grow within us, that we too may produce a harvest of love, hope, and joy. Amen. Our next hymn will be number Fill My Cup, Lord, number 641. Concerns. I guess I'd say that the prayers that I would have would be for this church. Oh, yes, please. And I guess one thing that's a particular concern right now is it would be nice if these wars that are going on would end and be over. They're terrible things. They've been going on too long, and I would pray for peace. Does anybody have any other joys or concerns? It's green. Keith? Any better? How's that? No? I don't know. I did notice I didn't hear the booing sounds here. So anybody have any other joys and concerns today? Okay. You turn it off and back on. See if that helps. Okay. Now present our tithes and offerings. If the usher. Morning, gentlemen. Gracious God, we bring these offerings with hearts full of love and gratitude, inspired by the beauty of your creation and the love that binds us. Just as the Song of Solomon celebrates love's arrival, we dedicate these gifts to further your kingdom with joy and patience. May they bring hope, peace, and transformation, reflecting your love for all. Help us to be stewards of your grace and love in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do a little things different. We have a joy and concern. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Can we try something today? I'm hard of hearing. I'm sure some other people are. Why don't we give you this, if I can figure out how to turn it on. And that way we all can hear. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just noticed in the bulletin here the listing for Karen and I's anniversary. And just to cover all bases, on Thursday will be our 25th
wedding anniversary. Wow.
So joy there.
Very good. I don't know how that'll work, but I'm going to start doing that. I mean, everybody can hear then. Sure.
And for me, because I need more.
Now you have to hold this a little close.
They can hear me.
What's that?
They can hear me.
Okay. Did you have one?
Yeah. To pray for Chris.
All right, so we have a request to pray for Chris.
And for me.
And for her.
Okay. Anybody else? Now I have one. We're doing the Lord's Prayer as part of the communion service, but that doesn't mean we aren't going to have a regular prayer, which I forgot to do. So let's take care of that. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we gather in your name, seeking your blessings upon this assembly. May your divine presence fill this place, and may your grace flow abundantly among us. We ask for your blessings on each person here, for their joys and their struggles. Bless our time together, that it may be a source of inspiration, growth, and renewal. Lord, pour out your favor on this church service, that it may be a wellspring of spiritual nourishment for our souls. We thank you for your blessings, both known and unknown, and we pray for your continued favor. Amen. Our doxology will be hymn number 170, Oh How I Love Jesus. Our scripture today is James 1, verses 17 to 27. For every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to changes. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave birth to us by the word of truth, so that we become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for human anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all the sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. Be the doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if there are any hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. Or they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who looked into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the word. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The original title of this, I'll get used to this, people, I'm sorry. It's a learning curve. Was going to be living our lives as Christians, and that'll be part of it. But I read this thing again, and I realized that there's one smaller section in there that I think is worth talking about. So today's message is about one of the worst human emotions, which is anger, and how we need to act as Christians. Now, what is the worst human emotion? In my opinion, it has to be anger, if not the worst or close to it. Anger can lead quickly to what comes after, which is rage and or hate. So let's look at each of these a little bit separately. You know, what is anger? Well, everybody gets angry at some time. It's a human emotion, and in most cases, it'll pass quickly. The matter we get about angry can be minor, and we quickly forget about it, maybe call it one of those things of life and move on. Everyone has their own time frame for anger. Some anger quickly, and some take some time to get angry, which is probably the better way to be. Some people can forgive and forget and get over their anger quickly, whereas some tend to hold the angry feelings far longer. Obviously, the larger the issue someone gets angry over, well, that'll determine just how angry you get. James 1, verses 19 and 20, gives some very good advice on how to handle anger. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. It also produces a warning that human anger does not produce God's righteousness. A person's anger is not a display of good Christian behavior. It's often hard to do, but we are taught to forgive, and forgiveness is the first step in erasing your anger. Now, what happens when a person's anger gets unreasonable or uncontrollable? This is when anger turns to rage, which is a terrible state to be in. Much harm has come to both the person or persons who become enraged. The loss of control may result in a person doing things that are out of character and are almost always hateful, if not harmful. Many people have faced some serious consequences to their becoming enraged, in addition to causing great harm to a person or persons that are the target of their rage. At the least, it may cause embarrassment, and at the most, it could lead to criminal charges and jail time. If a person's the object of the rage, it can lead to serious injuries, and often it has, and probably will continue occasionally, to involve in somebody's death. Now, if it's an object, well, then you get into property damage, and again, at the least, you're probably going to have to pay to fix whatever it is you damaged. And if the worst, criminal charges may be brought and you may wind yourself up in jail. Neither one of them is very, very good. Some people, again, like anger, can very easily fly into a rage. And yes, if two people actually get angry at each other and fly into a rage, I think you got about the worst situation you can have. I personally try to avoid that at all costs. I can't remember the last time I got that mad or that angry. And I think it's something we should strive for. Now, both anger and rage are generally relatively short-term events, which, although can be serious with long-lasting consequences, neither are as destructive to a person as hate. Hate is a vicious condition to foster within ourselves. As long as a person harbors hatred in their mind and in their heart, it eats away at them. The sooner a person forgives and forgets and removes the hatred from their hearts and minds, the better they are. Hatred can grow, it can fester, and the larger and the longer it exists in a person, the worse it is. One of the bigger problems with hatred is it doesn't go away fast, and it gives people time to, I guess, plot on how to get revenge or get even or whatever you want to call it. It's not a quick spur of the moment thing. It can cause some very terrible challenges. The longer it exists and the longer it festers, the larger the possibility for serious repercussions. Now, hatred can affect a large number of individuals. It's amazing how one person or a small group of people's hatred can cause so many intolerable conditions, situations, or atrocities in our world for ages. I mean, some of our more recent historical cases would be Hitler with his hatred of the Jewish people, the civil rights issue in this country and elsewhere, which have caused large amounts of hatred and damage, destruction, and affected millions of people's lives. There's also religious and ethnic persecution based on hatred. And currently, today, we're going through another one, the sexuality issues that we're facing both in the church and in this country and in the world. Unfortunately, there are far, far too many of these events that have and still are occurring, and there's no real end in sight. Humans are humans and people are people, and we've yet to invent anything that would prevent people from hating. To conclude this section on anger, rage, and hate, I want to again quote, because I think they're very valid and important, from James 1, 19 and 20. And it's something to remember. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. These are truly words of wisdom to remember and heed. Now, the second topic was the one I was going to start with, and it must be important since it continually comes up in Scripture, and I find it being included in my messages often. That's probably one of the main reasons when I reread the Scripture, I decided to focus more on the hate portion of it than this portion, because we seem to cover this one quite a bit. I'm going to again, I don't usually do this, but I want to quote James 1, verses 22 to 27, so we can listen to them, and I want to go a little slower. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves, and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive in their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the word. So, to embrace the subject again, we need to remember that Christian being a Christian is a way of life. It is not something to be learned about at Sunday service, to be forgotten when you walk out the door, or last through Sunday and be forgotten by Monday morning. Now, I can definitely tell you, and I haven't said this before, that your words and actions showing your Christian values displayed in your daily life can have a very positive influence on the people you encounter in your daily life. I'm one of them. On my last job, I worked with a handful of people who, through their words and actions, demonstrated to me that I was not exactly the person I wanted to be, and made me realize that their self-assurance and peaceful countenance came from living their faith. It made me rethink my attitudes and priorities and led me back to God's path for me, which led to me standing here before you today delivering this message. It does matter how we act, how we talk, how we present ourselves when we leave this church can make a great impact on other people's lives. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go out and every person you see, touch, greet, or shake hands with, you try to convince them to read the Bible and come to this church. There are other more subtle ways to do things, and they need to become a habit. They need to become a fact of your life. Again, being a Christian is not something that you put airs on and do when you feel like it or do at a particular day or time. It has to become a way of life. It's a challenge. It's something you need to keep in your mind all the time. It's different for a lot of people. It's a change in their way of life, and that's a fact of life. So let's remember these words. Hopefully this won't come up again for another 3 weeks. Sometimes I get tired of talking about the same subject, but if it comes up in the scriptures, well, you bring it up. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The next hymn will be Freely, Freely, number 389. Okay, we can blame it on bifocals, but I got the hymn in front of today, which is Communion Sunday. So let us now begin our service of word and table for communion. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who eternally repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not heard you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now pray for a second. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Let us offer each other signs of reconciliation, love. Anyone who's been... As forgiven and reconciled people, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. We ready? On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on his gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with one each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's do this right this time. This could take me a little. All right, it's going to take me a little time to not make minor errors, but since I put the closing hymn prior to the communion service, and we're going to go straight to the benediction today since we've already had it. My apologies. I'll get there. It's a learning curve. I have to get used to being up here, not down there. Beloved God, may God bless you with the uncommon wisdom to know deep in your hearts the vastness of God's love for you. And in that knowing, may God's love bubble up and overflow from your heart into the world around you in the coming days and weeks. Amen.